Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Rice Club. Today, we're going to be talking about clothing and menswear. Last September, I embarked on a journey to redo my wardrobe. I want to share the reasons why I felt a change was needed and the things I learned during this process. And number one, and probably the most important, I felt like I had articles of clothing that I just didn't wear very often. This was primarily due to the mindset I carried over from college to my late 20s, buying cheap. I would purchase an article of clothing solely because it was cheap or on sale. Oh, this shirt's 30% off. The color kind of sucks, and I don't have anything to pair it with, but hey, it's on sale. I remember when I moved several years ago to a different city for a new job, I took everything that I considered work clothing. I had many dress shirts with different patterns and colors, but only half of them ever got worn, and I bought them in the past because they were cheap or they were on sale, and not really because I actually pictured myself wearing them. So really, at the end of the day, they just sat in my closet gathering dust. I ended up with clothing that I barely wore because it wasn't actually something that I liked or felt confident in. And if you're not wearing it, what's the point? Number two, I didn't have a focused wardrobe. What I mean by that is I didn't have clothes that I could put into buckets like, these are my office clothes, these are my casual clothes, these are my clothes for so-and-so occasion. And this was partially because of reason number one. I just bought things because they were cheap rather than how I would use them in my daily life. I didn't really think about common scenarios in my life that would require a different dress code. There were times when I needed to wear an office appropriate outfit, but I either couldn't find a button-down shirt or my only pair of khakis were in the washing machine. As an example, 2 years ago, I went to a wedding in Cancun, which required something lightweight and breathable, but also smart enough for a wedding by the beach. And I just didn't have anything like that lying around. So I want to be prepared for these different scenarios by having clothes that would cover, you know, all these different situations like weddings, or at least be flexible enough to cover multiple scenarios. And number three, I told myself I wanted to shrink my wardrobe down, go down the minimalist route with better quality pieces that I could wear for a long time that I would appreciate. There's this popular idea of a capsule wardrobe floating around the internet. And a capsule wardrobe is basically like a minimalist collection of basic clothes that you could swap pieces in and out of and still be appropriate for any occasion. For example, you might have a pair of jeans and a pair of chinos. For shirts, you might have a blue button-down collar shirt. Let's say you're going to the office, you know, you just put on the blue shirt and the chinos, and that's one outfit. And let's just say you're hanging out with friends over the weekend and you need a more casual outfit. You could just swap out the chinos for jeans. And that's already like, what, two, three different articles of clothing for two different scenarios. So, you know, you throw in a casual jacket and maybe like a pair of sneakers or dress shoes and boom, that's, you know, that's a couple different combinations that you can mix and match with. So it's a very minimalist and it's also very versatile. There are several items I want to experiment with, you know, during this journey and make them important pieces in my wardrobe, namely selvedge denim, waxed cotton, boots, button downs, and flannels. To be more specific, imagine thick, heavyweight jeans, beefy flannel or denim shirts, military or work-inspired boots, and waxed cotton jackets. These fall under the category of workwear, heritage, and old-school traditional clothing styles. I think this kind of clothing really jives with this philosophy that I'm going for, which is to maximize how much I get out of my clothes, whether it be, you know, the number of wears, how often I wear it, and how I feel in them. I'm certain a lot of this is due to marketing, so I'm coming into this knowing that this all might not be accurate, you know, but traditional workwear, selvedge denim, and waxed fabrics are marketed as long-lasting, timeless, durable classics of American style. So, as someone who's trying to shrink their wardrobe down with hard-wearing clothes that I'm trying to enjoy for years, I find this kind of style really desirable. And just to give you some examples of companies that produce this kind of clothing, you know, they include Filson, Barber, Tellison, Nick's Boots, Ironheart, Grant Stone, Flint & Tinder, UES, TCB Jeans. Those are just some of the, you know, different companies that are kind of in the style. And I think there's more out there, but these are just some of the ones that I can just think of right now. One thing I quickly realized is being strategic in how I want to approach my clothes. It's really easy to feel like you have to buy everything. You know, I'm going to change up my pants, I'm going to change up my shirts, I'm going to change up all my jackets, new suits, everything. And that's a bad mindset to have. I mean, obviously, it's very costly to buy clothes, especially nice clothes. Prices are going up everywhere, so it's easy to blow through your money without prioritizing things like, you know, your retirement, your food, your essentials, money to help out, you know, your parents, or like an emergency, you know, rainy day fund or whatever. Obviously, you want to space out your purchases or treat yourself once in a while, but still, these things aren't cheap. I think it's important to tackle clothing one category at a time. For example, I was missing office-appropriate clothing. In my last job, no one cared about the dress code, not even the managers. I would go into the office with jeans and a hoodie, and no one would bat an eyelash. The dress code at my current job is a lot stricter. We actually get reminders from upper management about how we need to observe the dress code, and, you know, when so-and-so are in the office, we need to dress, you know, professionally, and that, you know, includes like a suit and tie and blah, blah, blah. So after a couple months of being overwhelmed with just trying to search and research different pants, shoes, boots, jackets, shirts, I figured that I needed to be strategic and thoughtful in what I was looking for. In this case, I said, okay, I'm going to prioritize dress shirts and khakis because that's what I need right now, and it's something that I'm going to utilize down the line. By focusing on only a narrow category of clothing, I felt less overwhelmed with the choices I had to make and saved a lot of time as I wasn't just aimlessly browsing like all these different websites. So how did it go? Did I build a minimalist capsule wardrobe? No, I failed miserably. To be honest, I never seriously considered it. The more I researched different clothing brands, different styles, different fabrics and materials, the more I wanted to actually try these products out myself. That brings me to my next point, the dangers of consumerism. Actually wearing the clothes I buy is important to me. I don't want to waste my money like I did in the past of shirts and pants that sat unused in my closet. I think there's this fine line between trying different cuts, fabrics, and styles, and overdoing it with too many clothes. Consumerism is closely linked to spending creep. Once you tolerate spending a certain amount for an item, any sort of increase over that threshold becomes insignificant. Imagine buying lunch when you go to the office. Once you get comfortable spending $15, $16 on a meal, it's likely you won't care when the price is $18 or $19. Soon enough, you'll be spending $20 on every salad or sandwich or whatever on every meal. Let's take salvaged denim. People probably spend $150 to $170 on some entry-level brands just to see if they like it. And if they do enjoy it, they'll probably move on to higher quality Japanese salvage brands. Japanese salvage denim runs anywhere between $200 to $270 for basic jeans. Once you get comfortable spending that much, then you probably want to try some unique fabrics or some limited releases. This could easily cost over $300. I've even seen denim jeans sold by companies like Ironheart that cost over $400. Once you start going down the rabbit hole of exploring different brands and fabrics, it could easily start adding up. I remember in the years after college, I thought $100 for a jacket was ludicrously expensive. Once I got older and spent a little bit more on quality items, I naturally accepted paying more. Everyone's financial situation is different. If you're able to live a happy life while spending a lot on clothing, then more power to you. But getting complacent with how you spend can lead to financial troubles or conflict with other priorities like your family. So for me, it's important to be mindful of how I spend. I rely heavily on YouTube in my quest to find better apparel, just like Wikipedia. It's a serious rabbit hole. The world of menswear and men's clothing and fashion is its own little niche community. There are content creators who focus on reviewing boots, jackets, watches, suits, you name it. These content creators have provided immeasurable help in my research of brands to try out. But it's also scary to think about how much they own. Sure, they need the products to create YouTube content, but there's absolutely no way they can wear these items consistently. It's practically overkill. There's this channel called Bootlosophy, and the creator is this Australian guy who provides honest and straightforward reviews of boots. He owns over 70 pairs. 70. How the hell can you even fit 70 pairs of shoes on your rack? Or where are you going to put it in your house? Like, you're just going to have like a massive, like entire wall full of shoes? That seems pretty impractical to me. Mid-tier boots are already $300 to $400 a pair. So if you were to multiply $400 by 70 pairs of boots, that's already $28,000 spent on boots, plus or minus several thousand here or there, depending if you got boots for free to review. Another favorite channel of mine is Rocky Mountain Style. The host, Patrick, has over 10 pairs of boots, 10 pairs of pants, 10 plus flannel shirts, around 10 different jackets, and multiple watches. Putting aside the fact that these are content creators, at some point you're just buying stuff because you can. I asked myself multiple times before making a purchase, am I really going to wear that? Will I feel good about myself? Now, if you're savvy with purchases or really good with eBay or Facebook Marketplace, then maybe you can sell some of these items to get some money back or even make a profit. But that's a lot of work. I think it's important to remind yourself why you're doing this in the first place. I noticed that I developed what, you know, pop psychology would call an addictive personality. Around a year ago, I became very attached and addicted to my phone. I felt like I had to check it all the time, regardless if I had a call to make or if I had a, you know, if I had no notifications or whatever. I felt like I still needed to pop open my phone and go through the locomotion of checking all my different apps and socials. That sort of repetitive behavior transferred over to looking for clothes. I felt like I needed to find the perfect item, whether it be a jacket, a pair of jeans, chinos, boots, etc. This led to dozens of hours spent surfing the web, going through different items and checking the sizing chart, the description, the materials, the different pictures. I would browse Reddit threads to learn about a certain article of clothing, then watch YouTube reviews, then make a list of brands to research. I would then explore the website and bookmark it if I found something I liked. While it's fun looking for the perfect item, I could be spending my time doing more productive things like learning programming or a foreign language. The last several months taught me the importance of discipline and control. I'm still trying to manage my behavior, and it's a lot harder than I expected. And those are just my lessons learned and something that I need to be mindful of. But that's pretty much it. It's kind of exciting experimenting with different clothes and shoes and seeing what fits. I'm definitely going to enjoy it, and I hope to really build a wardrobe that I like utilizing and feel confident with. That's all. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.